Today's Sunday school lesson, the lesson aim is to honor the one who has authority to offer both forgiveness of sins and healing from the results of sin. And he uses the word authority, the one who has the authority. And I think another word you can put in place of the word authority is power. And so when you think about the one who has the power, I had to think about the earthquake and all that happened over in Japan. The earthquakes that happened in Haiti a year ago, and then Hurricane Katrina, just some of God's different ways of showing his power. And I was watching some of the TV coverage of the earthquake over in Japan, and there's people who, atheists, who don't believe in God, or they said they don't, and in times of hardship like that, you see them on camera actually praying. God gets their attention. The memory verse for today, "For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee." And God has the power to get people's attention. We can go through our lives and think we have our life planned out the next week, the next year. We know where we want to go in life, but God has the power to change all that. And so do we show him honor in our daily life? Most people wait to honor God till there's a hardship or something. And basically, we're kind of forcing God's hand. We're going to honor him whether we want to or not, and he's just going to use that as a way to get our attention. So, yeah, I just want to leave that as a challenge for you all. Do we honor God in our everyday life, or are we going to wait till he does something dramatic to get our attention? Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you that we can come here for church and Sunday school and just learn more about you and grow closer to you and each other. Thank you in your name. Amen.